This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You know, sometimes we can talk about issues. Sometimes we can talk about news. We'll talk about whatever you want. Of course, you can dial in and bring up anything. But it's been a while since we've done a good top 10 list. I don't remember the last time we did one.
Top 10 lists are good radio. There's no arguing with that.
Well, it all depends on the top 10 list. I mean, there could be, in theory, really bad top 10 lists, in which case it would be not so great radio. But I think that this one will inspire some discussion. It is the top 10 ways to make good to make a good impression, and actually the subject here
says that.
Top 10 ways to make good impression. So not a very first good impression there. Get your spelling right, I think, is number zero here, though. I don't know if they're going to have
at least for the title.
Or I guess it's not a spelling issue. It's a grammar or sentence structure, issue. Yeah, put your articles in there. Isn't an article? Is that correct?
Well, they could have put an S on the end, too. So
that's true. They could have added an S. They could have made the impression plural. But anyway, so this is from top-10-list.org. Impressions are important. They leave an initial taste in people's mouths that can remain prevalent for the entire relationship.
I think what you're talking about as far as grammar is important, though. When I see emails or posts on Facebook from people, I mean, I've unfriended people on Facebook just because of the posts.
Really? Because of their grammar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
When it's the spelling's bad, the capitalization's bad, and it just shows
that
up.
That might be a little harsh, though, Mark.
That does seem a little.
It's harsh. My Facebook.
I would first take them off my newsfeed before I defriend them.
Well, I don't know exactly how to run everything on Facebook, so I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Well, then again,
that's an offense to my senses. I don't want to see it again.
The issue
we're not talking about the lack of the use of an Oxford comma here.
You've made a terrible impression on me now.
You're talking about people that don't capitalize the I and spell everything wrong to the point you can't even understand what they're trying to get across.
Now, point of clarification, Mark, you're the kind of guy who on Facebook, up until just recently, you just take anybody that would send you a friend request. So when you've got a bunch of people on your friends list you don't even know, then it's easy to remove somebody for an offense like that. But if you've got somebody like JJ, if all of a sudden JJ posts a post where he's forgets to capitalize an I, you're not going to take him off your friends
list. This isn't about small bits of the one time I'm thinking of here. I'm talking about a sentence misdemeanor. I mean, like, this, the person should have spent
offended.
Time in county jail for this sentence construction. It was awful.
Wow. All right.
Don't mix Facebook and drugs, people.
And I'm telling you, if JJ did something like that, I would just say something.
Yeah.
What is this?
What were you thinking? And there are a lot of people on the internet who seem to believe that, well, because they're online, it doesn't matter. There's this viewpoint is fairly prevalent on the. Well, I don't have to worry about capitalization. I'm on the internet.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I don't care what you think about me, and that's fine. I mean, it's okay to have that viewpoint of I don't care what you think. That's okay. But it is something that can be a turnoff to people.
Yeah, I think there's a time and place though. There are certain things, especially with Facebook, and like if you're responding to something, you're adding a comment or a reply to something. It's not like you're applying for a job. You know, your resume, your dealings with professional matters, should have that professional touch.
But maybe you should treat it like you're applying for a job because...
You may be.
Because what are the odds these days that when you apply for a job, whether it's legal or illegal, I don't know, but that the person who's in human relations, the person, the boss who could be hiring you, what are the odds that person is going to Google your name and find your Facebook page?
Well, hopefully my privacy settings will prevent them from seeing anything.
Maybe that's the case, but nonetheless...
Well, at that point, though, given what's on
my
Facebook...
What if they're a friend of one of your friends, in which case they would be
able to. If someone found my Facebook page and was going to hire me, and they actually read about all this stuff and what I'm actually doing, it would be a very simple yes or no decision from that point. It'd be black or white. I'm cool with all this stuff. Yeah, this dude's cool. Or, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and so if you're, for whatever, making some kind of post that's just... funny, where you say hanging with the homies. I don't mind if you put an apostrophe and drop the G from hanging. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about you know, just bad grammar. And yeah, I do use the best grammar I can while I make Facebook posts.
I make an effort. I make an effort to capitalize and use punctuation, and I think it's worth it.
And in texts, I do the same thing if I can fit it in the space. Obviously, I'll drop, you know, I'll abbreviate stuff if it comes down to it. I really don't have texts on my phone anymore. I was getting too many of them.
So it's the article here points out that it is these first impressions are important. If you want to impress someone, you get only a few minutes to do so. The first meeting and the first few minutes of that meeting does it all. A person can well judge you with your very first appearance or talk with him or her, building an impression that lasts. Building an impression that lasts long, you have to be really careful. It's based on the impression. I remember, not all top 10 lists do we agree with all of the items on the list.
No.
So this is not making a good first impression on me. You have to really be careful. They say it's based on the impression you create in your boss's mind that many a times... This is awful.
Wow.
You reach heights of success in your organization. I think we'll just stick with the numbers here. Don't try to impress is number one. It's the first rule, they say, to impress somebody. Don't try too hard to impress them.
Right. If someone's going to be impressed by what you're doing, they're going to be impressed. It doesn't really matter what it is you're doing. Once you get back to the job, if you have a resume that is really good for this field or this position, they're going to be impressed by it. That's just how it is. But that whole trying to impress, the whole he tries too hard or she tries too hard mm-hmm. thing, you know, that you can get carried away real quick with that.
Right, and of course the obsession over perfection is really the enemy of completion. And if you're, you know, obsessing over getting everything just right, maybe you're going to overlook something that's really important.
I think what JJ's saying here is that you know, humans have this this ability to they judge humans very quickly, and they're usually pretty good about it. And if you're acting fake, like you aren't, then that's going to show up.
They're going to sniff it out.
Yeah.
Number two, be on time, be punctual. This is a good one.
Yeah. Mm.
This is very important. You got a job interview, man, don't be late.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people can be very arbitrary about times. Even if you are going to be late, make a quick phone call and say, look, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, or I'm going to be a half of an hour late. Let them know what's happening,
yeah.
Because it's about expectations with people. It's not about it really anything else. If they understand, they know what to expect, then things will be fine.
Right. And also, they have schedule. Usually people have scheduled to do something with you at a certain time, and after a certain amount of time, they expect to be doing something else, and they've scheduled something else. And
absolutely,
if you interrupt their schedule, if you inconvenience them, that will be a big red mark on whatever you're trying to get with them.
Number three, speak less, speak sensible. And this one is generally a good idea. I'll read the text here. This is another important aspect to keep in mind. Speaking sensible and speaking less always helps to build a good impression. If you keep on blabbering and basically half of what you say doesn't make any sense, it will not be entertained by people much. Usually good to ask questions if you can. Obviously, you need to answer whatever questions you're being asked about, you know, your abilities and your skills. But asking questions kind of shows your interest in what it is. We're talking about a job interview here, but there are obviously other areas in which you're looking to make an impression on somebody.
Honestly, everything in life is some kind of job interview. I mean,
well, you're always selling yourself to some extent. And so asking the other person about what they're representing or who they are is always... It's always more interesting for someone to talk about themselves than to listen to you talk about yourself.
And I can tell you that good questions always impress me when people are, you know, I do ad sales all day long for Free Talk Live, and, you know, many of the people who are buying ads, they're, you know, they'll ask questions back. It's the good questions are the ones that always impress me.
All right, there's more coming up here on this top 10 list of the top 10 ways to make a good impression. Maybe you've got some suggestions that you'd like to share or personal experiences here. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. At least if my clock is right, it should be the time. Don't know where the spots are here. I've been having some clock troubles tonight. Actually, apparently my clock's not right. I apologize to the board operator. I thought that we were coming up on a break. Normally we've got these hard breaks and
you got a computer virus?
Something's wrong.
Uh-oh.
My clock has never been wrong twice before. It's never been wrong once before.
You just reset it minutes ago.
I did just reset it. It's very strange.
That's
so
fun.
All right, tell you, now we're coming back with more of the top 10 ways to make a good impression here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. One of them is to make sure your clock is accurate so you can show up
on time. There's really nothing you can do about that, and people have to understand the
mistakes. More than one clock helps.
I suppose. That seems a little strange.
This is Free Talk Live. I've got to have two alarms to get me up in the morning. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI wiki.
www.freetalklive.com will get you there.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL to save an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything, and then we'll keep going on this top 10 list here, which is made a real poor impression on me, at least by its poor grammar. But otherwise, and who knows, maybe it was written by somebody that doesn't really speak English as their native language. We don't know. But some of the suggestions are, I think, are still pretty good, like don't try to impress. Be on time, be punctual, speak less, and speak sensibly, keeping your answers short. Simple is good. Keep it simple, stupid. Good idea. Let's continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want. Chris is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris in Indiana, going once. Chris.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You were talking about the people who don't care about it. The internet, you know what I mean? Like, writing this ridiculous stuff.
Grammar on the internet.
Yeah, just poor grammar, poor punctuation, and then even if it is pointed out to them, they just, you know, will just say they don't care, and it doesn't matter to them how they, you know, their writing looks.
Well, yeah, I mean, I I'm one that, like, my name in video game land is Butt Leakage, and I don't think that's illegal for me to say, but
no, that's fine.
No, it may indicate something about your personality and how you view yourself.
So what about
well, anyway, I think a lot of that comes from the video game community.
A lot of lazy typing?
No, like the crazy things that you read on the internet.
A lot of that comes from the 4chan world, and, you know, there's obviously a lot of gamers within that that particular world. But this is more of, I think, a commentary on just sloppiness, and I think that there are plenty of people that are sloppy with how they communicate on the internet. That
yeah, I'm really talking
gamers.
About punctuation and capitalization, sentence structure, and things like that.
Well, I think he has somewhat of a point, though, that video games are so prevalent, and with all the online games, like, example, World of Warcraft, it's huge. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, millions of people who play it, and a lot of the people who play it are very young, and they're communicating a lot in this game in order to do things, in order to organize groups, in order to go out and do things. You need to communicate.
Well, yeah, and you have to communicate quickly, right?
Exactly.
So in that case, it makes sense. Like, if you're trying to tap out a message real quick before
somebody
gets
smashed
throws
head
a
by
grenade at you, then that makes
right,
sense.
Right, right. But in some of these cases, it's like the people typing, they don't know a whole lot of grammar, but they type a lot. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. They communicate a lot with what little they know, and they can get away with it because a lot of the people they're communicating with don't care. And, like, me personally, when I was playing, if there was someone who I just couldn't understand, I just wouldn't want anything to do with them because, you know, how can I communicate with you if, you know, I can't even read what you're typing or you're misspelling everything and it's just garbage?
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Eric in Georgia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. You know, I guess there's one point at which, I don't know if Eric's there, Eric, in Georgia. I guess at one point you've got to stop acting like you're in a game and then get back to reality and start communicating with human beings when you're not in a rush. You've got the time to hit the shift key before you press the letter I. You know, right. It doesn't take a whole lot of extra effort. I know you could make the argument that, well, it's faster if I do it this way. You could make that argument, but it's also lazier if you do it that way. And for those of us who are concerned with our own grammar, it doesn't look that great.
Right, and I suppose there's a difference between using the backspace button and going back and, you know, making sure that the sentence is perfect and just, you know, spitting out whatever, you know, comes up as you do it. But, I mean, it seems to me that hitting the shift key doesn't make it any faster or slower.
No, I mean, I agree. I definitely see a difference between someone who speaks very clear sentence structure and very defined topics as to what they're talking about. You know, someone that not speaks, but in this case
types,
texts or types, whatever. There is a big difference between that person and the impression they make on me versus, you know, someone who doesn't care. And it could, and then if you say something and then you get this attitude about it, especially in the video game realm, if you go, you know, talking about grammar, oh, you're a grammar Nazi and you know, you're coming down on me for this and that, and you're just not too cool, man. And it's just like, well, okay, fine, then I'm just not going to associate with you. Yep. How's that?
That's an acceptable thing to do. Number four here on this list of the top 10 ways to make a good impression is to be humble. And that's not too shabby of a suggestion there.
I think being humble in all aspects of your life is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely right here. Humility is the quality of being modest, even politely submissive, and never being arrogant, contemptuous, rude, or even self-abasing. Do they mean debasing? Anyway, this is...
Well, there is a fine line, though. Like, myself, I'm really good at interviews for whatever, for my jobs that I've gotten in the past as a precision mechanic, you know, as a maintenance person. I fix machines and stuff like that. And there's a fine line between talking about the things you're good at, mm-hmm. and your features, and bragging.
Yeah.
So you kind of are selling yourself, and you do want to include some of the things you're good at. You want to say
all of them.
You know, I'm really good at this. I'm without bragging, but you can say it in terms that aren't bragging. Like, for example, I'm really good at fixing this machine. I've gotten, you know, the accuracy I've gotten with this machine has been this and this and that. So you can back up what you're saying with some facts and some things that they can actually check on if they need to, and you're not bragging. You're simply pointing out a fact.
Now, but also this article is about making first impressions, not just impressions at interviews. And I
Correct.
Agree with entirely Right. what you're saying about interviews here, JG, but I think there's also something to be said for first impressions elsewhere. You know, I've had situations, one situation in particular I can think of, that a relative of my wife's met for the first time, and they considered me to be pompous and arrogant. What a surprise. I mean, like, there's no doubt I'm a vain guy, right? But I usually don't get that because I, you know, people don't usually say that because I'm pretty good at acting humble at the same time. You know, and so, you know, maybe they're antenna.
Now we all know you're just acting.
Maybe it's true. Vain. No doubt. I'm vain. But their antenna maybe were a little more attuned, or they're just hypersensitive to this kind of thing. You know, they're like, I don't have to meet that guy again.
It could also,
I'm fine with that, too.
Well, like yourself, you're a talker. You're a professional talker. You get paid to some extent to sit on the air and talk and let your opinions known.
Yep.
So when you meet a group of people, you're a talkative person. And if they're shy, untalkative, it's very simple, I think, for someone to misinterpret you as being arrogant and pompous. Well, they're simply subdued and quiet. But you're not. You're just talking more than they are.
One thing's for sure, no matter what you do, you won't please everybody. 800-259-9231, and you shouldn't try. 1-800-259-9231, and you should be who you really are. That way you'll attract the right people who
That's
are
right.
like you. So if you type like crap on the internet, you'll attract other crappy typers. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an
A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features including archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there at the top of the page. The last week's worth is there at the top, and then you click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some really great rates on some handpicked gold and silver pieces. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, see what we've got there. We've got U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, Walking Liberty halves. There's also a book there, Dishonest Money. It's a great book to teach you about, well, what's going on with the Federal Reserve and how they are stealing your wealth. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We're talking about the top 10 ways to make a good impression here from top-10-list.org. Number 5, a little quick recap for you here. 1, don't try to impress. 2, be on time, be punctual. 3, speak less, speak sensible. And 4, be humble. Just a few more thoughts here, I guess, about humbleness, humility. Whatever the situation is, however big you are or great things you've done, never be arrogant and never be boastful of your talent. A humble person can win the hearts of people at any given situation. Number 5, keep smiling. And this is important. I mean, a lot of these are generally not just good for first impressions, but just good to keep in mind at all times throughout your interactions with other human beings. I mean, You just want to interact more with somebody that's got a smile on their face, somebody that's happy.
I just recently saw one of those headlines in one of those, you know, those random news headlines you see around. It said something about that women found the brooding, sort of unhappy or bad guy more attractive than a happy guy. It was just interesting to read that little blurb that they said, because the whole mystique behind the bad boy and you know, all that's the stuff that goes with that. So, but yes, the whole smiling thing, the being positive, if you're positive and your interaction with the person is positive, they will obviously remember it in a positive light when they think about you, or when they recall back to whatever you discussed. And I think creating or promoting or developing, you know, you take something, you make more of it, whether it be a relationship, whether it be an idea in this person, whatever it is, as long as it's positive, it will generally follow a positive trend of growth.
So I was watching this episode of a television program. I won't get too specific with names, but there were two activists that were appearing on this episode, one a female, the other a male. And in that episode, the male was kind of had a grimace on his face the entire time. And I like both of these people, but the impression that was made was that the female, to me, looked a heck of a lot more friendly, and she looked to be somebody that I would like to, you know, see talk more, because she was smiling and just looked friendly. And not to say that the guy did a bad job. I think he did a good job presenting what it was he was presenting. But and it's nervous. It's got to be nerve-wracking being on television.
Yeah, you got to watch that face, though, when you're on TV.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's the end of the story. JJ, you mentioned girls liking bad boys, and I think that that's true. And this is just a generalization, up until, say, 25 or 30 for them, and then they kind of realize, oh, bad boys are bad.
Yeah, they hurt me.
And bad boys tend to straighten up around 30 to 35, too. There's a little lag time, but I think that kind of goes away. What's that?
What were you expecting from the bad boy?
Right. I know. That's what's the hilarious part.
I don't know why it is that many women want the build their own man hobby kit, but in fact they want a construction project, and you know, it really just ends up in heartache. But you know, I can say I like being an adult a heck of a lot better than I ever liked being a teenager or whatever came after it.
No kidding. So the story here says that smiling is actually very powerful. You can change someone's whole behavior towards you simply by splashing a quick smile. What is also important with regards to smiling is don't overdo it. If it can have a reverse effect if you continuously keep a grinning face.
Yeah.
Number six.
Well, hey. One thing about the smiling thing is me, you know, I've got a full beard and, you know, I'm outside, you know, like this winter, wearing a leather jacket, full beard, sunglasses, a hat on. You know, I might look a little intimidating at times, but, you know, walking along, and I've sort of watched, like, just my own thing, like, every other person I'd smile at, and I'd say hello, and then, you know, so you sort of watch their reaction, and the people that I said nothing to, they basically looked at the ground, or they didn't look at me at all, and then the people that I said hi to before they got up to me and then smiled, they replied back, and they were very smiley, you know.
Of course, you also live in New Hampshire.
They were here for their life, JJ.
Right.
Well, you also live in New Hampshire, where people, I think, are, at least from where I come, compared to whence I come, they are very friendly here. And, you know, like if you're in New York City, saying hi to people may not get you a bigger, an equivalent response. People, when we were out in L.A., Mark, were not as friendly as I think they are here in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's my experience. I've had other people say that that's not their experience. I think to some extent it may be the attitude at which you approach a new place.
Number six, pay attention. Almost everybody, irrespective of their status or position, seeks attention, if not always, at least while they talk. So it's absolutely important for you to pay complete attention to the person who's in a conversation. Paying attention will draw the person toward you, and as a result, you impress him with your sincere effort of paying attention. Now, one way you can show that you're paying attention is by asking questions to clarify what has been said, and also stating back what you thought you heard. This is generally a good rule of good listening, good communication, because then the person knows that you care enough about what it is that they are saying to you that you're wanting to make sure you heard it right. Because interpretations can differ, and so being able to speak back to somebody what they've told you in your own words is an important way to show them that you've internalized what they've said. Or if you've made a mistake and misinterpreted or, you know, misrecalled what they said, it gives them the opportunity to say, oh, no, I didn't say that. This is what I meant. it gives them the opportunity to correct or to clarify the issue. And that really can cement with somebody that, wow, this person is really interested in what I have to say to them.
Now, is eye contact on the rest of the list?
Number 7, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I won't mention it.
That is definitely a critical one here. One of the best silent compliments you can ever make to someone is to pay attention to what they're saying. People want to know that you care. Show them that you do, and you've won major points. I think that's an excellent suggestion. And it can be very difficult to pay attention in this day and age when we have so many things vying for it. Sometimes I feel bad because in many cases I will have something to do. Like after the show, I have archives to do. I have to, you know, put the show together and make it available as a podcast. And there's some process that goes into that. It's at least a half an hour's worth of extra effort here.
It's only a half an hour because you've gotten good at it. It's an hour and a half for anybody else.
If you don't know what you're doing, sure. But you know, sometimes there's somebody still here or somebody comes in to the studio, and I feel bad because I can't give them my full attention. I want to get my work done at that time. I mean, I do my best, but I know that when my attention is divided, I'm not giving somebody what it is that they're looking for.
Right, and it does make a very bad impression. In this day and age, with our devices and our mobile phones and all that sort of stuff, when you walk into a situation and someone's sitting there on a device and you're supposed to interact with this person, now you're inconvenienced waiting for them to finish up with whatever they're doing so they can have this in-person conversation.
Right.
It is a very, very bad impression.
Yeah, so I would say keep real close attention to your attention and be aware of what you're focusing on. And I think you bring up a great point with all the handheld devices. It's so easy. And I think we're all probably guilty of it at some point.
Sure.
It's so easy to just get into that world of what's going on your little handheld device. Oh, I got to check an email. Oh, I got to check this. I got to check that. And, you know, no.
The conversation gets a little boring at the dinner table. Let's take a look at this.
Yeah.
Not good.
Number 7 on the list of 10 ways to make good impression, eye contact.
Definitely. Yeah, eye contact is huge. That will show someone you're paying attention by looking in their eyes when you're answering them, and it also shows your integrity. If you're constantly answering questions to someone and every time you answer the question you're looking away or you're looking at the ground or looking wherever, they're going to have some doubt as to whether or not you know what you're talking about or whether you're telling the truth. Stuff like
that's
that.
True. I think there have been some studies done about lying and eye movements as far as them. Like, I'm not sure if it's looking up and to the left or whatever.
I think up is recall and down is lying.
Hmm. Well, let's look into that and see if we can figure that out. 800-259-9231. Interesting tells about this, what somebody is saying to you as far as what their eyes are revealing. It's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hamdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invade in your home, have you shrieking an unpleasant tune? Sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. We've got the mobile site. Maybe you've got one of those smartphones and you'd like to access our internet streams and our podcast quickly. Just go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the world's largest online Liberty brand, featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. They got a no-hassle, money-back guarantee on all products. New products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, as we continue here, we're talking about the alleged top 10 ways to make a good impression from top-10-list.org, and I'd say that despite the just horrible grammar, by the way, as I've been sharing from this article, I've been kind of trying to adjust the grammar as I go along.
Oh, really?
It's that bad.
Oh, you should just let it go, man.
Oh, man, but it becomes incomprehensible to some extent. So
it becomes hilarious.
I also looked up the eye direction versus lying
thing.
Thank
you for that.
And the answer is you can sort of tell if somebody's lying by eye direction.
Maybe.
Maybe. So first thing you need to know is, when asked a question, a normally organized, that's in their brain, so you
not
don't
crazy.
Qualify, right? Right-handed person, so you need to know what handed they are, looks, from your viewpoint, looking at them, up and to the left if they're constructing visual images, i.e. making something up.
Telling a lie. Okay.
Up and to the right if they're remembering visual images, up and to the left if it's an auditorily constructed image. Or just auditorily constructed, that's made up. And then to the right, if it's auditorily remembered, down is feeling and kinesthetic, down and to the right. is internal dialogue. Excuse me. Is down to the left is feeling kinesthetic. Down to the right is
internal
dialogue.
These certainly aren't cut and dry. These aren't guarantees. Obviously, you want to follow your instincts. I think
the tone of their voice, their body language, and your own gut feeling, too.
Right. So eye contact is what we're talking about here. Number 7 on the top 10 list of things here to recap briefly. Don't try to impress. 2, be on time, be punctual. 3, speak less, speak sensible. 4, be humble. 5, keep smiling. And 6, pay attention. So eye contact, another important aspect here according to the story, and it basically means keeping your eyes fixed at the person whom you're in conversation with. And this is just an act to show that you're concentrating on his or her words. And it also shows a lot of confidence as well, I'd like to add.
Yeah, I definitely, in all my interviews, I am definitely looking at their eyes more than they're looking at mine. Now, it does,
really?
There is a point at which, you know, you can enter the creepy realm.
Yeah, there's the creepy.
But if you're in a job interview and sitting there in a place where there's really not much going on other than their desk and them, you know, where else are you going
to
look?
That's a good point, the creepy point, where you use too much eye contact to the point where you make the other person feel uncomfortable. And I think one of the ways to deal with that is to perhaps try to match them to some extent, to mirror your partner, so to speak.
True.
So if this person...
A person has a lot of eye contact means that they consider eye contact to be very important and is liable to consider you to be a liar if you're not looking them directly in the eye.
But if the other person, maybe they got to the position they are, for whatever reason, they're more meek, they're not as forthcoming or as confident, and they may be able... you may notice that they're looking away more often. As you said, JJ, you are making better eye contact than they are.
Generally speaking.
And that may be an indicator for you to try to break their gaze at least a few times so you're not totally staring them down.
Right. I do that. I make a point. And literally, I mean, you're thinking about so many things subconsciously and almost somewhat consciously while you're answering questions and you're and just to take it outside the job interview, just meeting new people, and especially in like a crowded bar, you meet a girl or a boy, whatever your situation is, and you want to talk to them. You need to look them in the eye to make sure that all this noise around us, make sure my ears are focused on what you're saying. So where your head is pointed is very critical as far as hearing what they're saying. And eye contact helps to make sure your ears and your head is pointed in their direction and stuff like that. But it also... you know, shows you do care. You are interested to know what they want to say or what their answer is.
Now, this next one I disagree with. Number 8, talk slowly. I think that won't work if you're talking to someone who speaks quickly. And this comes back into this point about mirroring that we were talking about before. And a lot of this stuff you learn if you go into sales, for instance. They teach you a lot of this stuff. And it's not easy to really turn it on. It takes some practice. So for me, I was more of an introverted person when I was younger, and it took practice for me to make good eye contact. Now I'm pretty good at it these days, and I was practicing it a few weeks ago in court, actually, with the bailiffs. They were trying to stare me down. And I was actually winning the stare down contest, which was that's kind of fun. But yeah, this was they suggest to talk slowly. It's only if that other person is talking slowly that you really want to do that.
I think the key is to not talk too fast instead of talking slowly.
Right, you want to be understood.
Exactly. And if you slow your language down to the point where you're just boring people with what you have to say, better be very important.
Yeah.
On Free Talk Live, we deal with, obviously, people across the country. And I can tell you that one of the critiques that we get, and usually from... I'd say more the southern area of the country, if I had to make a generalization here, is that
you talk too fast.
You boys are awful fast talkers. And it's...
Which is funny, too, because we did come from the
right,
south.
Right, we're both southern. We're both from Florida.
right.
And so, you know, like I think that there's this prejudice in the world on people that talk quickly. And it's kind of like, well, that person's trying to put over a fast one on you.
Well, I'd say it's a double-edged... You know, you get that perspective, but also people who talk fast are generally thought to be more intelligent.
And it's also a mistake, but you're right.
But I think convincing is probably they're tough to interrupt, and I don't know what it all is, but I believe that fast talkers are generally considered convincing, and so, you know, what can I tell you? I'm a fast talker.
I'm convinced.
Number nine is more of a summary than another one, but be a good listener. I mean, some of the things we talked about earlier are important factors of being a good listener. Making good eye contact is important to being a good listener because then the other person knows that you're looking and listening to them, and also asking questions, repeating back what it is that you've already heard in your own words so the other person knows that you're internalizing what it is that they're saying to you. And these are all factors in being a good listener. And when you are being a good listener, it means you're not talking, right? Because if you're talking, you're not listening except to yourself. So, again, being the person who is asking questions is also a good way to be a good listener, because then you're not just totally yammering on about yourself. Maybe you're asking something about this person that you're with, whether we're talking about a job interview, asking about the job, asking, you know, about the company or whatever, or whether you're on a date or something like that, asking about that person and their life and what they're interested in.
Right, and bringing up specific things. Like if someone is just keep talking and you are listening, you want to bring up something that they just said. You don't just want to just ask a question
about that.
Yeah, you want to reference what they just said to prove that you were listening. And listening is more than just hearing. Obviously, listening is understanding. And as you listen, you should be building what you're going to say next relative to what they're saying and what you want to the message you want to get across.
1-800-259-9231.
Have you ever found people that are creeped out by too many questions? What, are you writing a book?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing nice to say about that. If in my life, you don't want to answer questions that I'm asking, like, there's not room for you. That's the way I see it. So I've run across this in the past, and generally my experience with that person is never good thereafter. So I say if they're not answering questions, pass them up.
That's an interesting perspective, and I am hard-pressed to disagree with you on that one.
Yeah, well, maybe there may very well be some good examples of it, but, you know, I don't have to convince people that I'm a good guy, generally.
Well, also, you know, Mark, Ian, myself, I mean, we're generally busy people. We have a lot going on. You have your show, you have your family, I have all my other little things and whatnot. If I'm asking someone a question, it's because I need to know the answer for some reason. I don't ask a question just to take up airtime.
Sometimes I do. I
generally don't. If for the most part, I will sit there and listen and be quiet. And if I have something that I feel is important, I will say it. If I need some information to clarify something I heard, I will ask the question.
Yeah.
But I'm not just going to go asking questions. And if a person, as you said, just says, you know, what are you asking all these questions for? Are you a cop or something? I'm like, well, okay, there's really
I just wanted to know about you. I was just interested in you. That's
right.
All. That's
do,
why I'm
do you not
questions.
Want to associate with me? Is that... I mean, because that's what you're aiming for.
Number 10, be polite. I think they just threw that one in. Seems like a no-brainer. 1-800-259-9231. But what did we miss? I mean, we went through 10 suggestions. Most of them were pretty good.
Dress well.
What, dress well?
I think be prepared.
You don't like it, but yeah.
I think being prepared for whatever you're going to be engaging in.
Yeah, about dress for the occasion. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 on the way. If we missed anything, you can share your suggestions with us or bring up anything you'd like. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vaporist Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.